Surprising news from Boeing and its engineering union. They agree. Yesterday, they announced a deal on a new contract that would give 20,000 engineers and technical workers a six-year contract extension, if it's approved. Let's find out what this means with Wall Street Journal aerospace reporter John Ostrower. Hiya, John.
Hey, good afternoon.
This news caught people off guard. Why?
Well, it actually goes back many years, mainly due to the fact that SPIA and Boeing's relationship is just awful.
Yeah.
And it has been awful for a very, very, very long time. So any kind of behind-the-scenes dealing that resulted in what appears to be an amicable tentative agreement, certainly is out of character for both parties. So certainly this looks like things are heading in a different direction, at least to start off the year, as far as what Boeing is hoping is going to be labor peace for at least the rest of the decade.
And I want to know what that means in a moment. First, just basically, what's in this six-year contract extension deal?
Yeah, so first off, in terms of timing, it adds two additional years to the length of the contract. So the previous contract was 4 years, the one ratified at the beginning of 2013. The second piece is for as far as retirement benefits, would shift the remaining employees who are on a defined pension benefit to a defined contribution 401k starting in at the very end of 2018.
Right.
So it free.
Goodbye to a guaranteed pension.
I'm sorry. So
goodbye to a guaranteed pension.
Well, from Boeing's perspective, what it would do is it would freeze benefits at the end of 2018. And so those benefits would still continue to be there for employees to that point. But yes, it would mean the end of the pension formally for employees. And more broadly for the company, SPIA is actually the last large group of employees to have a formal pension system remaining in place. The Machinist Union agreed narrowly to do something very similar with their pension plan back in the beginning of 2014, which resulted in the 777X assembly and manufacturing in Washington State. And in 2014, also, Boeing announced that 68,000 employees who were not represented would be shifting away from the pension system to a defined 401k. So this is really the last piece for Boeing corporate to change the overall shape and volume of its retirement system.
As you said, we're used to Boeing and its unions fighting. When I hear a contract negotiation went quickly, I think, well, because one side had all the power and the other side knew it. How true is that?
Well, certainly after the 2012 negotiations, which were incredibly acrimonious and ended with the union actually splitting its vote, the technical workers initially rejected the offer and the engineers accepted it. That was widely believed to really dilute the overall power of the union's bargaining leverage with the company. So coming back into here we are, late 2015, early 2016, the dynamic certainly was reeling from that structural change in the outcome of the negotiations. As far as actually negotiating a deal, what immediately happened after the 2013 agreement was that Boeing began assigning work packages for the 777X detail design. So you have the overall design of the airplane, which is done by Boeing, its shape, performance specifications, so on and so forth. And then once you actually get deeper into the detail, those, designing brackets and rivets and so on and so forth, that work in some key portions of the airplane that used to be done by suppliers was brought back into the company, but it wasn't going to Puget Sound. It was going to places, other sites around the U.S., that either had defense work that was dwindling or were non-union, all non-union sites that had the available resources for handling this work. But again, it didn't go back to Puget Sound. On top of this, another key part of the agreement is essentially a process by which Boeing will compensate employees if their jobs are moved out of state. And the entitling employees to a review process over about 100, at least 120 days, and between 26 and 60 weeks of pay if a layoff is essentially necessary.
Okay.
So certainly it's something that the union has recognized is a priority for its membership.
Talking with John Ostrower from the Wall Street Journal. Finally, what does any of this mean for the future of Boeing jobs here in Washington State?
Well, certainly Boeing is going to be in Washington State for a long time. The nature of the manufacturing plans that they currently have mean that they're going to be closer to Washington State in certainly the medium term. The question really is a bigger one as far as the markets that Boeing wants to tap globally, and whether or not that means using more Chinese engineers, Indian engineers, Russian engineers to design their products from a form of market access. So it is certainly something that the union is going to be keenly aware of, and certainly as a major portion of this deal, again, dealing with indications that these trends of moving work out of state to non-union sites will continue. Certainly, that's taken into account for this contract. So it's certainly clearly on the minds of union leaders and ultimately the members of the union.
John Ostrower covers Boeing and aerospace for the Wall Street Journal. John, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.